When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming around the mummified planet at mytalk1071.com. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Thanks for being here, kicking off a brand new month and week.
Yes.
So there, and with it being October, it is Halloween season. So Halloween dad jokes are back, whether you want them to or not. Time to find out which person is the asshat today.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
All right. This one, the first one today is, am I the asshat for lying to my girlfriend about the pizza I made was gluten-free? My girlfriend, 24, works as a model, and she has an incredibly strict diet. Virtually, she eats is organic and gluten-free, so it makes it very difficult to cook for her. We take turns cooking for each other. At first, I tried to look on the bright side and appreciate the fact that this would get me to eat healthier, but there are so many times I can't eat salads and sushi for dinner. Last week, I was at my breaking point and decided to make some homemade pizza. I'm an Italian. Now, I have made gluten-free versions before, but I find that it tastes gross, so I went with regular white flour. The original plan was for me to eat a bit of pizza while she was out and to make us a couple of Western omelets for dinner, but she came home earlier than expected and caught me pulling the pizza out of the oven. She was so surprised and happy that I made pizza for dinner that I didn't have the heart to tell her that it wasn't gluten-free. A couple days later, she figured out that I lied and accused me of being selfish and unsupportive. I tried explaining to her that she's gorgeous just the way she is and that eating regular food now and then won't change that. I also brought up my concerns about her feeling the need to fixate on her diet when she already has a 10,000 plus followers on Instagram. What? This usually brought her to the verge of tears. This literally brought her to the verge of tears because in her mind, it makes me unsympathetic to the beauty standards expected of her. He made some edits here because people commented. Edit, I did not make my girlfriend sick. She found out because when she was looking for gluten-free flour a couple days later and couldn't find any, she confronted me about the pizza and I confessed. Also, she does not have any medical condition that requires her to avoid gluten. The second edit says, I don't think that a lot of you guys realize that I wasn't trying to deceive her intentionally. The main reason why I said it wasn't gluten-free was because she was so excited when she saw the pizza and I didn't want to take that away from her. Also, I see a lot of thirsty people here simply after my girl. It's honestly pretty pathetic.
Ew, his edits make me hate him more.
Oh, really?
You are such an asshat, man. Oh, sound the siren.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah, there.
That sounds like the seal. That's just the asshat.
That was a seal.
Ew, for so many reasons.
Like?
He needed to tell her right away, this is not gluten-free. And the fact that she found out only after she was looking for the flour, come on, dude. That's how she's eating, and you need to be respectful of that. And maybe he didn't do it intentionally, but you know what? If she's that joyful when the pizza comes out, that was the first thing. Like, hold up, just so you know, there's flour you don't eat in here. And then she can make that choice. Ew.
Mm.
Mm. 651-641-1071, I should say that, if you have a strong thought on this one. Definitely I don't think I'm quite as I'm not quite as outraged as Alexis, but the ass hat. Now the edits actually make it a little better for me.
Yeah,
because the first thing I thought, well, this is a closed case because God forbid that she have a medical reason.
Yeah, she could die.
She could die, you know, get very sick. So,
but it's not, but she doesn't have a medical condition.
But
it's
she
just
does
to
not.
Stay thin.
Exactly. So that's why the edit for me actually made me, it added a half a point back for me. Now, I still think he is firmly in the butthole aisle column, but it's butthole with a capital B, but not a butthole plus. I don't even know what that means.
That's like Peacock Plus, Disney Plus.
Thank you, Don. That's butthole right. Yeah, plus. He's butthole plus. For Alexis, he's butthole plus plus.
Oh, absolutely. This is no.
He's the Netflix of buttholes. He's the whole butt.
He's the whole butt and caboodle.
He's the whole, yeah. And the whole social meet. Now, I don't like what he said to her. I mean, okay, now that's but Lex, that's why I gave him the plus. He's not just a butthole. I gave him butthole plus because that out of everything, that was what made me feel gross about him the most.
Yeah.
You don't say stuff like that.
He sounds very insecure and maybe there's a part of him that wants her to eat it so she becomes, so she's not as healthy conscious when she's making an effort to be that way.
Yeah. And maybe it's because
you're just not a good match then.
My apologies, Lex. Yeah, maybe he's trying to sabotage her, Lex.
Exactly.
Subconsciously sabotage.
Because that's what I'm getting.
He obviously is defensive about that there are some thirsty guys on here saying, hey, let's see a picture or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the internet. What, she's going to run off with somebody on Reddit?
Right.
Come on. That's, and so for him to defensively say that means that he's kind of like, she's mine.
Yeah. He's the pathetic one.
Yeah. He wants to kind of control her.
And yeah, bringing up the fact that, like, I told her she was beautiful just the way she is. That's not the point. It's
no.
Like, oh, thank you. Okay, well, now I'm going to eat whatever I want.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's her choice, and she has a lot of discipline, apparently. So, good for her.
Magically, I feel better about myself now that you've said that. Thank you. You've solved all of my self-esteem
yeah, it's
problems.
It's not about that. It's that you lied.
Yes, sorry, Jonathan. We didn't get to you. We have another scenario, so go get another a cup of Sanka with some cream and sugar in it, and we'll be back after this. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything Frogger. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Welcome to Monday, October 3rd, 2022. We have an Eye the Asshat Part 2 coming up, plus the Dirt Alert, and more. So stay right there. Let's get right into it. It is Part 2 of Am I the Asshat?
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an asshat.
Am I the asshat?
Am I the asshat for refusing to help my boyfriend's career? And career is in quotes. My boyfriend, 27, and I, 26-year-old female, have been dating for almost a year. He's really into content making, specifically for TikTok and YouTube, and wants to quit his job as a mechanic to be a full-time content maker. He does food challenges, talks about cars and car maintenance, and tech reviews about everything. When we started dating, he was pretty small and rarely posted, but now he's getting more and more followers and wants me to show up on camera with him and start my own channel. I'm a developer and I don't have any social media except for WhatsApp and Reddit, and I don't want to be on camera at all. I don't even post pics of my vacations because it's my life and I don't care for everyone knowing what I'm doing. I also equate posting things, maintaining a social media to be like work. And I'm pretty much off of my computer when I'm not at work because otherwise it feels like I'm always working. I've told him repeatedly what he does is his business, but I don't want to be on camera or set up accounts to help him with his career. He argued I'm refusing to help his career when some content like travel is better done with a spouse. We went to a national park and I had to grab the camera from him when he was filming me hiking and wouldn't get the camera out of my face. Thankfully, he didn't post me, but is now demanding I agree to do a Meet My Girlfriend segment video, which I've already told him I don't want to do. Am I the asshat for refusing to help my boyfriend's, quote, career? Most of my friends seem to think I'm overly sensitive about this, and him posting about me and having me on screen for a bit isn't a big deal.
Lex?
Oh, not the asshat. 100% not. I think she's been very clear about how she feels about it, and that's one thing for him to do it. Will this relationship last, though? It sounds like he's not very compromising, and hopefully he'll realize, if the relationship is that important to him, that he would respect her feelings. I think she's been really clear about it. So, no, not the asshat at all. And I don't even think, well, I think he is because he's not listening, but to bring it up and offer it and ask her if she wanted to do it, I think that's one thing. But to refuse and demand that she does it, then he's the asshat.
Dawn, what do you think?
I think he's the asshat. I mean, if people don't want to be on camera and broadcast it to the world, you have to respect that. She doesn't. It sounds like he's paying more attention to his social media accounts while they're vacationing anyway, which would be disappointing. It kind of makes you feel like you're alone, you know, when that stuff happens. And I don't think he should quit his day job. Please don't quit your day job. You know. I know that that is very attractive to think about, that, you know, but unless you're having millions and millions of views, and I just think, well, that's a whole different topic, but, you know, I just it's, that's annoying, you know, I don't know. And to ask her to make another channel, like a sub channel.
Yeah, no.
And
when she doesn't even want to help you with yours.
Yeah. She doesn't want to do a segment that's like Meet My Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, dude, focus on yourself.
Yeah, just do it. Act like it's your job. You don't bring your, if you work in an office.
Yeah, she's not asking him to, what is she, like a programmer on the computer a lot at work?
So she's a developer.
She's a developer. She's not asking him to be, you know, come and learn this code with me.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jason?
I initially focused on the treacherous waters of him leaving his because for every Kylie Jenner or what's that woman on Dancing with the Stars now, a huge influencer, for every one of those, for every one of her, or Zach King, or, you know, whatever.
Farts in a Jar girl, Stephanie from 90 Day Fiancé. I mean, she's started that's how she got on the show, is because she had such a YouTube career.
Yeah.
And has a huge house.
But for every one of those, there's a million people that have 17 followers and will never gain traction and make it monetarily. It's not a referendum on their talent or whether they should be. Yeah. It's just real dicey, and it's hard to make it a go. So there's that aspect. And the second is, I think that we come at it differently too, because even in this job, you know, and I stepped in do at the beginning of the year. I mean, you know, you got to be careful including people that don't want to be included in even stories that you tell on the show, on a show like this, much less put their face out there. You know, you got to respect people's boundaries. You know, for instance, I no longer mention where Colin works anymore. You know, putting up some walls that weren't there previously. So if this woman doesn't want her face to be shown and this isn't her passion, and you're kind of forcing, and I'm even pausing calling this a passion for him, but you're shoving this down her throat. I think Lex, you were the one that said it. I think this is a sign that this relationship is not long for this world, because this is likely going to be a deal breaker if he continues.
And there's plenty of people out there who are willing to do it and want to do it. And
yes,
you know, if that's your goal,
yeah,
then you need to find a social media honey. Who wants to do that with you?
Yeah, go fart in a jar with Tiffany. She'll, you know, whatever, Stephanie or whatever.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, there are people that are super, super famous from it. And they started way in the beginning. And they are, you know, for whatever reason, have this big following. But I think it's a little lofty to think that. I don't know. I think it's very risky.
He could do it. He could do it.
Yeah, he could. You know? I guess that's not the point, but yeah. Still. Don't force somebody to be on camera ever.
Mm-mm. It's very asshatty of you, man.
Yeah.
Stop it.